From the First Presidency, Stop It, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. When we feel hurt, angry, or envious, it is quite easy to judge people. This topic could actually be taught in a two-word sermon. When it comes to hating, gossiping, ignoring, ridiculing, holding grudges, or wanting to cause harm, please apply the following. Stop it. We have to stop judging others and replace judgmental thoughts and feelings with a heart full of love for God and His children. God is our Father. We are His children. We are all brothers and sisters. Is this difficult to do? Yes. How is it done? Through the love of God. Let us be kind. Let us forgive. Let us talk peacefully with each other. Let the love of God fill our hearts. Let us do good unto all men. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Jesus said, "It is easy to love those who love us." But Jesus Christ taught a higher law. His words are meant for us today. They are meant for you and me. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. When our hearts are filled with the love of God, we become kind one to another. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. The merciful obtain mercy. Of this I testify. Note, from an April 2012 General Conference Address. Cut it out. Make your own Stop It reminder. Trace and cut out the stop sign and write Stop It on it. Put it somewhere where you can see it often. When you're tempted to say something unkind, gossipy or jealous about someone else, look at your sign, then say something nice about that person instead. Where do you stand? Take this quiz to see how you could become more loving to others. 1. Your little sister got into your room and spilled some paint from your new art set. She apologized, but you're still angry. You A. Genuinely accept the apology and ask her to talk to you next time she wants to use your art set. B. Say it's okay, but tell her to never come in your room again. C. Decide to break something of hers to make things fair. 2. Someone said something mean about the new boy at school. You, A. Don't tell anyone what you heard and try to make the new boy feel welcome. B. Say nothing but don't welcome him. C. Find out if it's true. If it is, you can tell everyone. 3. Someone new is visiting primary. You, A. Invite her to sit with you and your friends. B. Do nothing. C. Whisper to your friend that her hair looks weird. 4. Your brother got a great model airplane for his birthday, the one you wanted. He asked if you like it. You, A, are happy for him. He's lucky to have such a great toy. B. Don't say anything. It's not your job to compliment him. C. Think about the plane all the time. He doesn't deserve it. 5. Your classmate got a part in the school play, and you're the understudy for the same part. You, A. Help her learn her lines. You want the play to be great. B. Sulk, but don't say anything. C. Hope that she gets sick so you can be the star of the show. If you chose mostly A's, you're doing a good job of loving others. Keep welcoming others and being happy for their success. If you choose mostly B's, you can improve in showing love for others. Remember, it's not enough to not be mean. You want to be kind. Try complimenting others and helping them be happy. If you choose mostly C's, stop it. Pray for help to have kind thoughts and do extra things to bless those around you. Remember that we're all children of God. End of the article from the First Presidency, Stop It, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.